Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live and call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. or a little after. We have a special guest, Laura Davies, in the studio. She has brought some of her fifth grade students, Ben, Christina, and Paige, to give their persuasive speeches. We won't be taking calls today, so make sure to let Laura and the kids know how much you enjoyed the program after the show. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So, Laura, just tell me a little bit about what you've been doing in your class to prepare for this day.
Okay, so I will just give a little background here. Each student wrote a persuasive speech. They picked their own topic, and it takes us about 4 weeks because they have to plan out all of their ideas, and then they have to plan how they're going to write their speech, then write it, and then edit it. And each student presented their speech on May 14th to the class, and then 17 students volunteered to say their speech at a public event tonight. And what we've been doing is we've been practicing our speeches a lot in the past couple weeks, but prior to that, all year, we work on speaking in front of the class. Students share often about things happening in their own life during morning meetings, and one fun thing that we do in our class is we Skype with different classes around the United States, Canada. We even Skyped with a class in Mexico this year. Oh, wow. And the students talk to the other students using the computer, and we can see them on the screen and using Skype. And so students take different, the students each have different jobs and they take turns, and we ask yes or no questions and try to guess the location of where the other class is at. And once we guess the location of each other's school, then we talk to them about Wrangell and they talk about their community. So we've had a lot of practice talking to strangers. The students also present their projects and different things throughout the year and speak in front of the class using a microphone. And that builds up the practice, and they get the courage and they're comfortable speaking in front of other people.
Yeah, that's amazing. I had no idea that all that was going on up there in that classroom.
Yes.
So for people that do not know, what makes a good persuasive speech?
A good persuasive speech, I would say, at the fifth grade level, is picking a topic that you're really passionate about and knowledgeable about. Now, some students don't necessarily always know at the beginning a lot about their topic, but they use that opportunity to learn more and research. But I make sure the kids pick something that is true to their personality and something they really believe in. And then they have to really back it up with evidence. So including facts or personal stories, using humor, appealing to your emotions. Some of the topics are really intense and hard to swallow, some of the information. So
that's amazing character building.
Yes.
So we do have Ben, Christina, and Paige here. And I believe you guys are going to do your speeches. Okay, who's going to go first? Okay, Christina.
My name is Christina Johnson, and my topic is about good sportsmanship. In some point in your life, you may have played a sport. Your coach has probably told you about good sportsmanship. Everyone should have good sportsmanship when they play a sport or activity. Treat everyone with respect. What is good sportsmanship? Good sportsmanship is when people who are playing or watching a sport treat each other with respect. An Olympian swimmer named Katie Ledecky has always had good sportsmanship. She has won many gold medals even when she was 15 years old. She still has good sportsmanship to this day. A person in Wrangell that has good sportsmanship is Renee Roberts. She is very humble and doesn't brag when she does well at swim meets. If you don't know Renee, she's Jamie Roberts' daughter. I feel happy when I swim with Renee. She's a good role model and a good example to others who do competitive swimming. Here are some facts about my experiences with good sportsmanship. Whenever I go to race my events, I always say good luck to the people next to me. I also congratulate the swimmers that finished the race with me. I respect my coaches, timers, and officials during a meet. Once I was told that my position on the starter block wasn't right. Instead of being mean to the official, I did what she told me. How do you become good sports? Have a positive attitude. 2, follow the rules of the sport. 3, accept a loss without whining or making excuses. Everybody who plays a sport, game, or activity should always have good sportsmanship. It's a simple thing to remember, and it's not hard to have. According to the website, Amazing Athlete says the benefits of good sportsmanship are many. When kids enjoy active play, they look forward to sports and exercise as a chance to make new friends and develop new skills. Good sportsmanship encourages everyone to do their best, boosting confidence and showing the rewards of hard work, goal setting, and collaboration. Hopefully, everyone who enjoys sports and plays them will have good sportsmanship and learn how to be good sports. Remember, team stands for together, everyone achieves more.
Good job, Christina. Are we going to move on? Okay, we have Paige.
Hi, my name is Paige, and today I'm going to be talking about how some people might take things for granted or waste important things. For example, did you know that the average American disposes of about 4.6 pounds of trash every day? About 1 pound of that waste is food waste. Here's something that I find hard to believe. In 1 year, 3 billion tons of food gets wasted, which is about 6 trillion pounds. Yes, you heard me right, trillion. Another interesting fact is that the average household uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water a day. Some of you might know that there was a water shortage in Wrangell that happened not too long ago. You know how they asked us to take shorter showers, right? Well, did you know that every minute that you were in the shower, you were using 2.1 gallons of water? If you don't take showers, you probably take baths. Taking a bath actually uses more water. It uses roughly 55 gallons of water per bath. Older toilets can use up to 7 gallons of water every flush, while newer toilets only use about 1.2 gallons. Also, leaving the faucet running can use up to 6 liters of water every minute, which is equivalent to about 1.5 gallons. Supermarkets all around the world throw away roughly 43 billion pounds of food every year. Fruits and vegetables actually have the highest wastage of any food product produced, with 45% of fruits and vegetables getting wasted. Also, 32% of the food produced never gets eaten at all. Did you know that 2% of the world is homeless, which is roughly 150 million homeless people? When you think of 2%, you don't think that it's that much, but when you hear the words 150 million, you realize it's actually quite a lot, considering that we live in a town with a population of 2,500 people. In the United States alone, there are about 57,000 homeless veterans, which is about 12% of the homeless adults in our country. Overall, there are about 554,000 total homeless people in the United States, while there are 18.9 million vacant houses, meaning that if every homeless person in the United States were simply given a home, there would still be 18,346,000 vacant houses. Out of the 150 million homeless people worldwide, 100 million of them are children. I know that there isn't really, per se, a big homeless problem here in Wrangell, but whenever you travel somewhere, if you do happen to see a homeless person, don't be afraid to go and ask how their day is. Or if you have some spare change, consider giving some to them. It doesn't matter if it's a single penny or if it's $100, it would really make their day. A few ideas I have to help support these problems are to, one, not take as long of showers, 2, make sure the faucet is off before you walk away, 3, only get as much food as you need, and 4, try not to ever take things for granted.
Great job, Paige. Before you leave, can you tell me what inspired you for that topic?
Well, I know that a lot of people take things for granted, mm-hmm. and they don't really realize it, like sleeping in a bed or something.
Yeah.
Or like when their parents put food on their table.
Yeah. Great job. I learned a lot from your speech. Thank you. Okay, Ben. Yep, you can use that mic right there.
Hi, my name is Ben Hauser. My topic is getting outside. Hello, people of Wrangell. We have been working on our speeches for a long time, but I'm not here to talk about work. I'm here to talk about having fun, but fun with outdoor exercise. Exercise helps people with their mental health and their physical health, but you can also just spend time with your awesome family and friends. I went up the river 7 months ago all the way to Canada, 80 miles up the river. When I first went up, I wasn't very knowledgeable about the river. When I got back, I knew a lot about the river, and I was strong, and I was very knowledgeable about the river, thanks to Dave Rack. Exercise also makes you not so grumpy. If you are spending time having fun with your family, you can spend time with family and friends when you are outside getting exercise. While you exercise, did you know your health is improving? Have you ever read the book Unbroken? The main character is Louis Zamperini. He was an Olympic track runner. He survived through the World War prisoner of war camps. You wonder how? Yes, because he had lots of training and he exercised a lot. He was very healthy. Another benefit to exercising outside is the sun gives you vitamin D. For example, if you like to walk and hunt, you are building serious muscle and getting vitamin D. You can exercise and build your immune system so you will not get sick. If you exercise, you will be less grumpy. If you exercise, you can have a lot of fun. If you are mad at your little brother, like I sometimes am, you can run your anger out of your body and clear your mind. You can be more energetic and happier if you exercise. If you are sad or mad, you can go on a family campout. You'll have fun for sure. When you are outdoors exercising, you can spend time with family and friends. For instance, Lucas likes to hike up Rainbow Falls with his family and friends. He also likes to ride his dirt bike at Platts Lake Road. He said, "I love to ride my dirt bike." A lot of men and women in Wrangell, like you, like to go to Platts Lake and ride their snowmobiles and four-wheelers on the ice. But if you're like my mom and you don't like motorized vehicles, you can go skiing too. I also like to do this myself. My favorite thing to do with my friends and family is go to Sandy Point and go on the climbing web. Every person all over the world needs exercise. The benefits are your health improves, you can spend time with family and friends, you can also burn off some steam. Every person all over the world needs exercise and fresh air. Even the best of athletes need exercise, like Usain Bolt, one of the fastest people on the planet. Some things you can do to help our economy, our town, and you are take a run, biking, camping with family, swimming with things. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you on the trail.
Great job, Ben. So how long did it take you to write that?
It took me about 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, did you have to rewrite a lot of it at certain points?
Yes.
Yes? Did Miss Davies look it over and tell you you had to change some things?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, good job. I really enjoyed it. So you guys are going to be reading your persuasive speeches again tonight, right?
Yep. At 7 o'clock today.
At the Nolan Center?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. And that's open to the community, correct?
Yes.
Great. So everyone should come down and hear Ben, Christina, and Paige read their speeches again, as well as the rest of your class, right, Mrs. Davies?
17 people.
Oh, you got it, Ben.
Yeah, there's lots of different topics, so there's something for everyone. And some of the topics you might agree with and some you might not. And that's what the students and I practice is how do we listen and be respectful when we don't necessarily agree with someone. So the students worked hard to try to persuade you to see their side.
Wow. I would ask you guys if you're nervous, but it doesn't sound like it after hearing it, huh?
No, not really.
You are?
Are you nervous?
A little bit, but it's not going to be that big.
We practiced today, which helped. And yes, we made changes on these all the way up to today. So that's another thing we learned, that with writing, you're constantly making improvements and making it better. So we were even doing last minute touch-ups this morning.
Wow. Well, great job. We really appreciate having you guys in. We're going to take a quick little break and then we'll come back. Okay, we are back, and before we send these kids out on their way, before they go do this again tonight, Ben, you're going to let us know why you think this is important.
It helps us become active leaders, helps us increase confidence, important skills for future jobs, sharing ideas help us to make the world better.
Yes, I totally agree, and thank you, Laura, for making sure all of these fifth grade students have these qualities going into our future.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, we really want them to grow up and be active leaders in our community, mm-hmm. that feel that their voice is being heard. And so that's why I wanted to invite the community tonight so we can show support, make them feel important, make them feel heard. And so please do join us. It's free. It's for anyone. 7 p.m. at the Nolan Center. We'd love to see you there.
Yes, everyone go out. And thank you for listening to Talk on the Rock, KCK's usual call-in show, but not today. And we'll be back next week with a new guest at 1 p.m. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.